Kendall, though, appreciate you coming in today. So it's that time of year where we're start talking health insurance and looking at Medicaid, open enrollment and everything. Let's start with Medicaid. I know that's kind of your bread and butter, right?
So. Yeah. Medicare. No, you're good. So that's right. And this time of year, of course, you see all the TV ads and it's, you know, they I guess one good thing about those is they remind people that from, you know, October 15th to December 7th, they should be looking at their Medicare plans and just reviewing things and making sure that they have the coverage they need and then seeing if there's anything better. You know, that's kind of the name of the game with Medicare. So, well,
and that's the hard part, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many options, so many plans, and it's easy to get kind of bogged down in it. So what's the process like for you and what are you looking for every year?
Yeah. So, you know, being in the industry, I try to keep up with all the changes. A lot of it's government regulation or changes, and so we see a few. It's usually not big things, but every year there are some changes. So for example, with the Part D prescription drug plans this year, they made a couple of fairly big changes where there's no more donut hole. People are familiar with that term. And then for people who have high expensive medications, basically a lot of them, their spending is capped at $2,000 in a year, and it wasn't like that before. So that, I guess, helps people that have that, you know, that are on that side of things with the expensive name brand medications and things like that. So that's one big change that came through, and it affected the Part D plans and the Medicare Advantage plans a little bit. So I would say, you know, it's good to shop your prescription plan. That's what I spend a lot of my day doing for people, is helping them look at their prescription lists and saying you should either stay with the drug plan you have or switch to another one. So,
gotcha. Mm-hmm. Where's the best place to look at what the options are?
Yeah, so just medicare.gov. They have a really nice, it's actually the same system I use to you know, when I'm sitting there with people, and I've seen it a lot, so that helps too. But it's called the Plan Finder on medicare.gov. They can plug in their own prescription lists and see if, you know, if there's a plan that works better for them in 2025. So
you actually input what prescriptions you're using right
yep.
now.
Okay. Yeah, and your pharmacy. So it's really specific. It crunches all the numbers and says this is exactly what you'll pay throughout 2025 for your specific list of medications. So that's a big piece of Medicare. You know, the other side of it is the medical plan, and most people have what's called Medigap or Medicare supplement policies. So, and that's filling in the gap for, you know, your medical plan. Medicare pays about 80%, and this gap plan pays the other 20%. So,
gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any changes this year on that side of things with Medicare?
Just the typical ones. You know, the Part B premium goes up a little bit. They're saying maybe up to $185 this year, and then little tweaks like the Part B deductible. But I would say nothing out of the ordinary for the Medicare health benefits and the supplement plans. Those are about the same.
Gotcha. Kendall Erickson in studio this morning with Wild Health Insurance, located in Afton. Anything else on Medicare that you'd like to mention, Kendall?
I just think it's a, you know, good thing to look at, and you know, I can help you or people can go online. You know, there's the Medicare Advantage plans. They are, you know, some people are going with those. They are roughly the same as last year, but maybe some little tweaks to them just because of the prescription changes mostly, I'd say.
Gotcha. All right, Kendall, for those not looking at Medicare options, they're thinking open enrollment on the sometimes on the exchange, sometimes off the exchange. Yep. What are you seeing there with just family plans?
Yeah, so good question. So that that one's coming up tomorrow, so November 1st through January 15th, actually. I don't know why those dates, but it's a good thing to be thinking of. You can actually see the rates online right now for 2025. But so yeah, exactly what you mentioned, Duke. Individual health insurance or family health insurance through the marketplace, also known as, you know, healthcare.gov. It has a lot of names. That's where you get a quality health plan. You know, you get help paying for the premiums based on how much your household size and your household income anyway. So that's always a good thing to look at. They have to cover pre-existing conditions. It's, you know, one of the better ways to get a health plan. You know, what I do is kind of look at that with people, and then if that's not a good fit for them, I look at private options too. So,
okay. For a long time, there was just one provider in Wyoming. Then there were two. Are there still two in the state right now?
Yeah, so there's actually technically four, but some of them are just dotted around certain counties. So United Healthcare did enter the market this year, but they didn't in Lincoln County or Teton County. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of interesting, you know. I don't know why they're, you know, but in our county, it's still Blue Cross Blue Shield of Wyoming and Mountain Health Co-op.
Okay, those are the two options, mm-hmm. and so you have a choice, which means there's just more plans to pick from.
Right, yeah, right? I think it's good. It's just more competition. You know, they do things a little bit differently. Some of them offer, you know, one company will offer some extra benefits over here. So it's just good to, competition's good, I think.
Kendall Erickson, yeah. Weill Health Insurance, on the weekday wake-up this morning. All right, Kendall, if anyone has questions, of course, they can talk to a broker or an agent like yourself. How do they get in touch with you?
Perfect, yeah. They can just give me a call at 307-885-1499 or even text that number.
Perfect. That's Kendall Erickson, Weill Health Insurance, in studio today. Anything we missed, Kendall?
I think that's about it. I'd say get it taken care of for the year so you can put the scare behind you. You know, it's Halloween time, and like you said, it's not everyone's favorite topic, so it's good to probably start early on it.
And then if you're eating that candy corn, you better have a good plan. I'm just saying. You better have some coverage. So.
That's right.
Kendall Erickson in studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.